This is Racing HQ. Let's go to our, well, part of our Friday regular team, Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I was listening there with a bit of intent around what Claire was going to do with Cradle Mountain, because it's a pretty important piece of the puzzle when you're doing the form for the Winter Stakes. Obviously a front runner, and you've got Stampede coming across, so good to hear that it's likely to be lining up.
It's interesting, just on that with Stampede, I've spoken twice, and Adrian Bott's going to join us tomorrow morning between 7 and 8, but I spoke to him again this morning about something else, about Dawn Passage, and he's about that youngster didn't trial this morning. It's going to trial next week, but he's still very much thinking the 1,400 metres isn't ideal for Stampede tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the little query, isn't it? You go back to that the last time we saw him, and he was dynamite over a mile first up. We haven't seen him since, but yeah, you're right. The 1,400 metres is a little bit of a query, but if Cradle Mountain did happen to come out, then he certainly comes right into the mix.
Yep, we'll wait and see on that. Adam Blenko is filling in for Simon Dinopoulos, who's holidaying somewhere overseas and enjoying it most likely. Adam, good morning to you from Racing and Sports.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
How's your confidence about maybe we're getting to a soft seven tomorrow?
Yeah, it sounds like it's sort of slightly on the improve, and I think soft seven's fine. I suppose we're in the middle of July, so we can, you know, we sort of go in expecting that, and I suppose trainers and connections go in sort of expecting softer ground as well with their horses. So I think it's play on.
We play on because we've got all no clashes, and we're all in different races bar your first. So Brad and Adam both go with the same horse in race two. Brad, take it away and explain your thoughts.
Yeah, Team Faistos, it sounds like, at race two, number two. I've got little doubt that this bloke can turn the tables on Cornwall Royal. It was a lovely ride there from Sam Weatherly last time out in Cornwall Royal. Just pinched it at exactly the right time. That left Faistos a bit flat-footed. He probably had to accelerate as opposed to work through his gears. The extra 100 metre suits. And the big thing in his favour here is Cornwall Royal is going to get plenty of pressure out in front. I imagine Silent Explorer comes across, and Plenty is a keen going horse. So he'll be right there as well. On Breeding, certainly going to suit out the 1,500 metres Faistos. I think as he gets out in trip, we're going to see a pretty handy horse, as does the drier track. So I imagine him just parking in behind the speed somewhere. You've got Hugh Bowman to ride, and he's got a pretty savage turn of foot. So I like how this sets up for him. I do note that the price has taken a bit of a hit. It was $3.10 when we were doing the form, $2.50 now. So I think we can just wait. We might get a little bit better price there tomorrow, but he's certainly the horse to beat, race two, number two.
And you're very much similar, Adam.
Yeah, I'd echo a lot of those thoughts. I think he's a horse heading the right way. I think he's spiralling upwards, and I think there's plenty to like about all his form, this preparation. He's, you know, as I said, he's spiralling in the right direction. My read of the sectionals last time was that he was an unlucky loser, and he'll turn the tables on Cormier Royal. As Brad said, Cormier Royal probably really well ridden there last time, and probably has a little bit of pressure to keep him company this time, make it a little bit more genuine. And if Faistos can be sort of in that stalking role, and Hugh Bowman might be the best stalking jockey in town, then I think he's, you know, there to pounce. And, yeah, that's 6-4, I think that's about where I've got him. I think we'll get a little bit better than that on the day. So I think he still goes in as a decent bet there, Faistos. Yep, race two, number two, Faistos.
Righto, $2.50, but maybe wait there and see what happens tomorrow, because in the last couple of Metropolitan meetings, we've had horses that have certainly drifted. Adam, you've certainly found one here with value in race four tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought I'd find one a little bit further outside the market there and take a bit of a flyer at one in Amarok up from Ballarat. We get to see Glenn Boss back in Sydney there tomorrow, and we also get to see Mitch Friedman up from Ballarat. He's a really good young trainer, Mitch Friedman. He's been turning out consistent winners down in Victoria there. And gee, I think he finds a race here with Amarok. He's obviously sort of 15-1 there, but I think he's a slightly better chance than that. I think he can measure right up to this. He's got a little bit of good form in the book there. He's got a couple of wins there at Ballarat that stack up pretty well. I think the fanciful top form line will probably be familiar to Sydney punters there, and they can gravitate to that a little bit. A couple of his figures, I think, see him stack up really, really well here. And I think when you look at this race and you see the favourites, a sort of Waking Moment and Primitivo, you sort of think, wow, this is a race we can get something out of this. Those two have got to be vulnerable. They're talented, but they're hardly prolific winners. So I think Amarok fits in there pretty well. He's probably going to need a good steer from Bossy from that barrier. That's a little bit awkward for him, but I think if he gets a good steer, as I said, I think he's got the figures to be right in the mix. He had no chance there last time. He did more than enough. The sectionals that he closed in were really solid in a race where just a couple of bolters got control of things from the front. They just had the absolute run of things, and nothing ever sort of landed a blow on them there. But Amarok, as I said, he closed pretty well, gets back to 2,000 metres where I think his figures are good enough. So he's a really good chance for mine, Amarok, and I'll throw him in race six, number eight, Amarok.
$16 and $4 the place. And Glenn Boss is going to join us tomorrow morning between 7 and 8 in our interview hour for Rose Hill. Brad, well, you're going to go the opposite way. You're very keen about the favourite in race 5.
Yeah, I think this is the lock of the day. Punters out there probably don't need much help finding this one, but I do think she'll be winning Spiritual Pursuits. He's $2 at the moment. And looking at the horses in this race, I think the market can only go one way. And I'd be surprised if she doesn't start in the red. We saw her last start. I thought if she was ever going to be vulnerable, it was going to be last start. She was 1,100 metres back to 1,000 metres. She got pressure from the outside, had to hang on near the fence there, and that was the inferior ground, but was still a really comprehensive winner at the end of the race. Invictus Salute ran second, come out and frank the form. You've got Deity as the second favourite. She handled that horse pretty easily there last time out. And although Deity has run since and will certainly be a little bit fitter, I think it'd be hard to see her turning the tables on Spiritual Pursuit. She handles the wet. Third up last time, she actually split Baller and Prophet's Thumb in a pretty deep race over 1,100 metres at Rose Hill on a soft track. So if she repeats that performance, she's going to be too slick for these. And as we know, with the Jason Cole fillies at the moment, he's placing them so well and they just keep winning. So happy to be with her. I think she will keep going through her grades. A little bit of confidence, as you'd expect, at odds on, but I think we can back her with plenty of confidence. That's race 5, number 3.
Righto, so that's the second of yours, and we'll stay with you, Brad, because well, you've found one for Hawks Racing at a bit of value.
Yeah, I have a couple of shorties there, the first couple. Well, I think this is one of the better roughies on the day. $10 at the moment for Mahalunga, race 8, number 1. He's the class horse in the race. You have to take him on trust a little bit because we haven't seen him for a couple of months, but what he did there first up last campaign, he just peaked on his run behind Star of the Seas when he loomed to win that race. That was on a heavy 10 over 1350. Now, he does go back to 1,200 metres, which is probably short of his best, but he's back in grade here. I like that Star of the Seas form. He did beat Special Missile there last campaign. He ran fifth, beaten 2.3 behind Trekking, which obviously is his Group 1 form now in the Luskin Star, and he started $6 there. So we're getting reasonable odds about a pretty classy horse. Forget last time out, he pulled up lame. Haven't seen him at the trials. We just have to take him on trust that he's certainly fit enough here. I love the map for him. He'll just plop in behind the leaders here in a race that doesn't look too much speed. Brock Ryan should have him in the gun spot there and just pop him out of the top of the straight and certainly get his chance. He's got 60 kilos, but I think he deserves it in a race like this. So I'm happy to play him at the $10 odds. I think he's a big odds for a very classy animal. That's race 8, number 1.
Righto, $10 as you say. So they're the three for Brad. Adam, you've, well, it's no surprise here, Brad Denopoulos does this. He sticks with the Canberraites, and you've you've got one in the last here, mate.
Yeah, proud Canberra boy, finds the Canberra horse for sure. I'm with Handle the Truth in the last. I thought he was pretty good there first up. I did enough. It's not sort of the run that I'm banking on him here, but I thought he did enough there. He's obviously been to the races and missed a run since, but he's been to the trials and tipped over okay. But the run that I just keep coming back to is his Canterbury win back in February there, where he slipped I'm a Cool Kid, plenty of rope around the corner there at Canterbury. I'm a Cool Kid had the race absolutely shot to bits, but he was good enough to pick up and hunt him down, Handle the Truth. They were in really good times, so it wasn't as if I'm a Cool Kid was sort of floundering out in front. He ripped around Canterbury that night in slick time, and Handle the Truth, as I said, gave him a start and mowed him down. Terrific performance. And yeah, I think he did enough first up to think that sort of form is still around the corner for Handle the Truth. He can still produce that in the right scenario. So barrier one in the last year, see how the track is playing. I think it could probably work for him. He can probably get a cheap little run there, and it should be a situation where they're sort of getting off the fence by that time of the day. So he should be able to scout on through, get plenty of room and get his chance. I think it's a lot of these are tied in by that sort of Riverbird form line, which I think he stacks up really well with. So yeah, I think he's a terrific chance in the last. The good Canberra horse, race 9, number 7, Handle the Truth.
Righto, $5 a tab right now. So the 3 for Brad, 2-2, 5-3 and 8-1. And for Adam Blenko from Racing and Sports, it's 2-2, 4-8, certainly at $16 at the moment, and 9-7. Adam, thanks for your time, mate. We'll do it again next week.
Yep, pleasure, Andrew.